Pleased to have another Mayor's Podcast here as part of Now and New. John Bozica along with you. And today we have the pleasure of being joined by the Mayor of Rittman, and that is Bill Robertson, who joins the podcast this morning. Mayor Robertson, thanks for joining us, sir.
Hi, John. Thanks for having us. Appreciate you giving us this opportunity.
Absolutely. Anytime. So I know a lot of things going on in Rittman right now, and I want to start with obviously the big news for the town, and that's something that we've covered before here on Now and New, and that is the Nature Preserve. And I kind of wanted to get an update on this. Last time we were there, it was still being pieced together, being put together. There was construction being done. What's the update that you can give us, Mayor?
Yeah, it's pretty good. The construction company has pretty much pulled out all their equipment. They are essentially finished. We have punch list items we're going to clean up on. The kayak dock's not in yet, and a portion of the boardwalk has to be completed, so they'll come back and finish those up. And we still have a parking lot in the southern portion that has to be built off of 57, and we're still dealing with some regulatory things there. But we're looking at maybe in the next couple of weeks here having a soft opening on the portion where all the lakes and ponds are, kind of to the north, in the north section there. So we're pretty excited about that. In the meantime, October 27th, we got a pretty cool event. If anybody's available, they're welcome to come. Starting at 9 a.m. on the Wednesday, the 27th, we're going to have rangers from the Cuyahoga Valley National Park come out. And Ohio Edison has graciously donated trees for us to plant out on the preserve. And we're looking to get a whole lot of volunteers, because Ohio Edison is giving us 520 trees to plant. They're going to be pretty small seedling type things, and we're going to have a stake for them, and we're going to have a protective device around them to keep the deer and the beaver from getting to them right away. And we're going to get some instruction from the Cuyahoga Valley National Park on how to plant them. So that'd be a fun event if anybody's available. We're thinking maybe October 29th might be a soft opening. We'll have to publicize that a bit, figure out when the dates are that we feel safe with everything being open.
You know, I know you make no bones about it, Mayor Robertson. This has truly been your baby to kind of watch this thing grow and prosper. I mean, it even has your name attached to it in a sense. How exciting has this been for you to watch, not only putting your hard, you know, blood, sweat, and tears into it, but also watching it kind of take shape now? How exciting has that been for you?
Oh, yeah, it's just, you know, we had a vision, we had pictures, we had artist renderings, and all that stuff is really great, but to really, really see it happen, it's really good. I'm so happy that we got enough grant money to really do it right. We didn't cut corners anywhere. The trails, things are all ADA and handicap accessible. We're looking forward to developing some nature areas where kids can have learning experiences and teachers can come out with classrooms. We got folks from College of Worcester involved. It's just so uplifting for me, and I'm so excited for the volunteers too. We've had so many people come out and volunteer their time, and just to, you know, be able to say, "Hey, we're getting it done and ready to open it," and it's just it's just unbelievable for me. I kind of get chills every time I go out there and look around and see something different. It's really cool and exciting.
Well, I can truly say, having had you roll out the red carpet for me, that it is going to be quite the experience, and I know my wife and I can't wait to make our way out there as well. Mayor of Rittman is my guest here. That's Bill Robertson on the Now and New podcast, the Mayor's podcast here. And Mayor, switching topics now to something that a lot of people have had questions about for you, and that's infrastructure, some of the roads around Rittman. Anything you can tell us at this point in time?
Yeah, it's, you know, we recognize that there are issues with the roads, and the really difficult part is that the cost of doing the repairs continues to go up, and our income stream is pretty flat, been somewhat affected by COVID. So, you know, we're doing the best we can. You got to have the money to put out up front in order to get the work done. We're trying to supplement what we're doing with grants. And, you know, those are limited, and usually there's a match portion of that. But we got a grant for next year. We're going to do some resurfacing on Grant Street, which is off of Main Street, between Main Street and Ohio. It's in pretty rough shape, so we're going to get that one done. We're part of AMATS, which is the Akron Metropolitan Area Transportation, and we're getting an 80% grant there to in a couple of years. This is 2023. We're looking forward. We're going to be able to do Main Street and East Ohio and Eastern Road. And those roads aren't terrible right now, but probably in a couple of years, they're definitely going to be needing it. So just things we're working on, and I know there's other roads that need work, and we'll continue to patch them and keep them as best we can, but there's just not the funding to do everything all at one time.
Last question for you this morning. I know, obviously, some other new projects happening around town, the library, City Hall. Mm-hmm. I'm sure people driving around Rittman have seen these things taking place. Give us an update there.
Yeah, we're pretty excited. The Wayne County Library System has decided to upgrade the library that currently is located on Ohio Avenue, and they're going to build a state-of-the-art library on Main Street where the, you know, I'll go back to people that have a history here, where the middle school used to be located. There's a big open field there right now. So we're working out a deal. We were going to try to build in conjunction with the library, but costs and regulatory things kind of got in the way. So we pulled out of that. The library's just going to have their own building. And the city of Rittman is looking at working with the library to take the old library building and do some renovations to that, which we can do considerably cheaper than building new. And with those renovations, we should be able to convert the old library on Ohio Avenue into our new City Hall. So we're kind of looking forward to that. It's going to be a couple of years. It's not something that's going to happen immediately, but that's something else we got on the books that's looking forward to.
Mayor of Rittman, Bill Robertson. Mayor, I always appreciate our time together, and I look forward to the next time that we get to do this, sir.
Yep. Thanks, John.